amateur porn festival. The pair drunkenly say they'll make a gay porn film together and submit it. As the dust settles on the agreement, the machismo kicks in and neither man refuses to back out. This addition to the mumblecore subgenre, quote unquote, is a real revelation. It's wonderfully observed in a way that breaks like what's considered the cardinal rule of filmmaking to show, not tell. And it just doesn't feel overdone. Shelton manages to make Hump Day feel like a documentary and does so whilst eliminating that nagging question of like, oh, are these people playing it out for the camera? It's a light and breezy film on the surface, but this deconstruction of masculinity, discontent, and surprisingly modern sexual politics is huge in ideas. And I watched that on Mubi. So for the first song, I think it's important to like understand that mumblecore like gets a bad rep. And if you don't know what mumblecore is, started in like the early 2000s, and it was a name given to films that were micro budget, mostly improvised dialogue, and mumped on calling this like, yeah, it's hipster, it's trying too hard to like be nonchalant. And I think it's aged well. And I think as independent films get like bigger and bigger budgets, it's cool to think that there was a time when anyone could just pick up a camera and make a film. And I don't think that's a bad thing if that came back. And it's not really a tenuous link, because I think there is a big connection with this DIY art movement, mumblecore, and SoundCloud rap. Because SoundCloud rap, I think, also gets like an unfair rep. Lasting from like 2014, 2019, again, not really like a solid genre. Like SoundCloud rap could be anything, but we sort of consider it now that all the stereotypical idea is like jolty production, emo rap, trying to like live a certain lifestyle. But when it dropped, yeah, these things were new and fresh, and it kind of broke all the rules. Like people, like there was a lot of like location attached to rap, that if you came from a certain area, you rapped in a certain way. SoundCloud destroyed that, reinvented it. Lots of collaboration, people linking up through SoundCloud, iconic sort of collaborations. It birthed, yeah, the emo style as well, which is the big sort of popular one. And it did so all outside of labels. And that's the most important thing that I think it shares with mumblecore as well. And it gets that bad rep. Like, I think, you know, its biggest stars, Juice WRLD, Lil Peep, XXX, whatever you think about them, they like passed away. There wasn't really a new generation to come in. Believe it or not, Lil Pump was actually sick back in the day before he became a Trump fan. He was really good. And those negative connotations stuck. But for those 4 years, it was about creating something new. And it showed that people were willing to listen to new stuff. And it's not just emo rap. It's 21 Savage. It's Denzel Curry. So I think it's cool to reevaluate mumblecore. It's cool to reevaluate SoundCloud rap. And let's bring back the ideals that it supported. So this first song for Hump Day is Monkey See, Monkey Do by Yoshi Thompkins, however you want to pronounce it, Denzel Curry, S. Dot Brady, and Nell.
Carry the killer in my background. Goddamn.
Move, bitch!
Shut the fuck up.
Come on, now they call it beating name. Bitch, I ain't rockin' no baby name. I don't give a fuck about your baby name. Saving your ass like Amazing Grace. Tell that little nigga I've been there. Tell that little nigga he can't escape. Right now you fuck around with a crate. Beat on my check, call it baby name.
Hurricane Curry, I carry
carry the 30. You niggas get buried, but not in Burberry. Y'all niggas too fairy. That's Cosmo and one arm, sharp as katana inside a piranha. 30 ass fans in a rockin' pajamas and turn out to be the man like a Joanna. Need to pay homage, I always be honest. I miss the Ebonis, then created funnest. Marvelous, stack up the cream like we Sonic. Create the team, all my niggas bionic. Ultimate, stack up the cream like we Sonic. So atomic, yeah, just dark and demonic. Give you the corner, no death row. Set it up, let it up, let go. Still on the block, no let go. Enjoy my youth, low tet, so my niggle. Camo now, they call it Man and Ape. Bitch, I ain't rockin' no Man and Ape. I don't give a fuck about your Man and Ape.
My trap phone is my iPhone. Getting 7-digit down tones. 1-800-382-5968. No, I'm not home. Leave a message at the beat. Fuck, nah, I don't wanna speak. I ain't spoke to your ass for weeks. Now that I think of it, come to years. Look, back when I was just a little jit. Black kid, nigga with the lip. Skinny jeans and a hat to rip. No rips, then did the kick flip. I am not the one to fuck with. Security on that fuck shit. Always wanna start shit. But we won't rage in the mosh pit.
Bitch, I'm too hot, take the top off the wheel. We gon' ride on that bitch with no ceiling. Okay. Not dreaming, I took me a dive on the deep end. I'm about to go save me a demon. Demonic, you always want money. I put in that work and them niggas gon' pay up. While like I'm done, they pop it like a berry, you pie. Tell me what flavor. Talk to the animals, call up the apes, and they gon' do me a favor. Ain't no telling what that monkey do. What that monkey see the monkey do. Monkey D, yo, show my monkey too. Microwave shit if I look at you. Call that your ass like a Pikachu. In that tree is what you equal to. Nigga. Camera down, they call it baby name. Bitch, I ain't rockin' no baby name. I don't give a fuck about your baby name. Beat on my check, call it baby name.
Told me go get him. I'ma go get him. Real pull out the stick like the drumline rhythm. Nigga, let's go get him. Niggas on side, then ice, fuck a fight. Boy, my niggas gon' slide like skates. Fake niggas dropping like flies, swagged up. When I'm down on the scene, it's on sight. Sweet cake niggas get Kimbo sliced. Top flight when I'm flexing, dunking on them like Mike Epps. Fuck hoes, throw them on the mic. On the track like Adidas, cause I earned my stripes. Hoes act when I see them in the mall. Been a hitter from the back, in the mouth like hoes. Bitch, I'm on the food chain top and I won't fall. Chemo cause I ball, Chris Paul, John Wall, Mike Vick. You a pit, Jada Pick, set it off, I'm a stick. You a 9, no clip, headshots don't slip. Get lost.
Cool, that was Monkey See, Monkey Do by Yoshi Tompkins, Denzel Curry, S. Brady, and Nell. Sweet, so I'm going to skip ahead to the last song of the show. And I think also when you're playing like this game, and or if you want to find music that connects to the film, not always just looking at like what's in the film, the contents, the historical sort of connections and all that, but looking at the personal ones and seeing, you know, it might not sort of make sense played over the film or it doesn't really relate to the characters, but it relates to you and the themes. So Hump Day is a really kind of sweet and emotional film, despite the kind of premise that makes it feel like it's a, you know, a Seth Rogen comedy from 2000, which I'm not hating on. Those are great as well. But it's got that kind of emotional impact by the end. And it's about the struggles of maintaining kind of male friendships and healthy male friendships past a certain age and idealizing the past and preventing yourself from moving on. And I think on a personal note, that relates a bit to how I feel at this point. And, you know, looking back is easy. And you realize that these people that, like, you know, you love and you think, like, oh, I had such great times that you don't see as much, but it's like, well, why, how can I look back and not have them in my future? And that's what sort of Hump Day related to for me. And even though it's about, you know, this, it's got this ridiculous premise, it made me want to reconnect with old friends. And that's the power of the movies. Cool. So for this last song, it made me think of two of my friends from uni when we did our own little kind of like radio show, and there was literal fights about it, but it was great and we had great ambitions for it, but I think we just liked hanging out and that was super cool. So it feels fitting for the last song on the first episode of End Credits to be the last song on the first episode of that show from uni, Dogfight. So shout out Milo, shout out George. This, this is All Saints Day by Severed Heads.
Yeah. Can't complete this one.